This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
New numbers from the State Department of Revenue show some rising hotel and restaurant tax collections in Rhode Island. And to talk about that and some other things, our guest is Martha Sheridan, the president and CEO of the Providence Warwick Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back, Martha.
Thanks, Dave. Nice to be here.
Why don't we get into the numbers? Could you run them down and talk about them?
Sure. May was a strong month for the entire state of Rhode Island, and Providence in particular had a very robust month of May due to several factors. We saw our total hotel revenues up nearly 14% in the month of May. We had a couple of great conventions in. Of course, college graduations take place in May, and in fact, this year, RISD's graduation fell into May as it was the last day of the month. So that certainly helped revenue numbers. So more people came in the month of May, but also hotel room rates escalated a bit as well. So those two factors combined means more revenue for the entire state.
Was there any surprise attached to this? Was this unexpected?
No, May's typically a very strong month for the city of Providence and also the city of Warwick. So we know that it's going to typically be a pretty good revenue generator. But this we were pleasantly surprised that this was a little bit higher than anticipated,
And the changes had to do with, as you say, convention business and just sort of large group outings. This isn't sort of individuals, you know, deciding at the last minute to come and vacation in May or anything like that.
Probably not so much individual leisure travelers, but people that might have been in the city on business a little bit more in May. If it was summer months that we saw this kind of a robust growth, we would more likely attribute that to leisure visitors.
What does the higher numbers that I've seen for Jamestown tell you? Is that an anomaly? Are they doing something down there, or is it just a bookkeeping thing?
You know, clearly, if the revenue is up, the revenue is up. But, you know, percentage-wise, we look at what the total base is, and it's obviously a little bit easier to grow a lower base, such as you would see in Jamestown with fewer hotel rooms than, for instance, a community like Newport or Providence, where you have a much larger baseline and, you know, a percentage growth is a little bit harder to achieve with more rooms.
Now, do you see the May numbers as being a harbinger for the rest of the summer? And just what do you see for what you saw in June? What do you see for July and coming in August and September?
We tend to look at our numbers on a quarterly basis more so. You know, we do some month-to-month comparisons or year-over-year comparisons. I think based on the convention groups that we have this year versus last year, the summer months might be a little bit flatter than what we saw in May last year. We had in the summer months a few more large convention groups in. Although in June we did see some great convention activity, but it was compressed into a smaller time period during the month of June. So I think we're going to see a little bit more of a flat line in the occupancy numbers, but I do anticipate that rate will continue to grow. So we'll still see higher tax revenue generated during the summer months, at least in Providence. I think my counterparts around the state, you know, may have more growth than we do on the leisure side during the summer months.
Why do you think the rates are continuing to grow?
You know, I think it's a national trend. I think if you look at New York and Boston, they are seeing robust rate growth. And typically cities like Providence tend to follow their first tier cities in that regard. So if they're growing, we're going to see growth as well. And also, you know, of course, it's also a factor of demand. So when demand grows, rate will tend to grow as well.
We're in the summer, of course, and it's more or less a given that Newport will do well in the summer, for example. South County might do well in the summer. What about a more urban area? What about Providence?
So again, our growth in the summer is reliant upon the type of convention groups that we have. It's also reliant upon special events that might take place. And for us, of course, WaterFire is a key factor in some of our growth in summer months. And we do have quite a few full lightings this summer, which I think will help us. We also have some weekends where there's multiple events laying on top of each other. We have Foo Fest, we have the Film Festival, and a WaterFire on August 9th, for instance. We're going to see great growth on that weekend. And in general, the trend in Providence is we are seeing Saturday nights are very robust from an occupancy perspective, in many instances exceeding 90%. Sometimes that's due to a special event or convention, but in many instances, I think it's just the fact that we've elevated our profile as a culinary destination, a historic and cultural destination, and people are coming to spend those weekend nights.
For Waterfire, I'm interested in the people who are coming to it. It's not just Rhode Islanders from Greater Providence who are getting in the car, coming into the city and leaving the city. It's a destination.
Most definitely, it is a destination. If you look at Waterfire nights on a year-by-year basis, you will see that the hotels will typically fall in the 90% range for occupancy. They will do very well anytime there's a Waterfire. And in many instances, it's Rhode Islanders staying overnight in hotels in Providence, believe it or not. But hotels always fare very well when Waterfire takes place.
Well, you need an overnight bag when you get below the airport, right?
Yes.
Which actually brings me to my next question. So the airport numbers are actually kind of down, and they've been down for quite a while. Do you see a correlation between your hotel and restaurant numbers and what's happening at TF Green?
Not necessarily. What's happening at TF Green is, again, I think a national trend, and it's really based on the number of seats available and airlines really changing their strategy and in how they're deploying flights into different cities. We're a regional destination. So for us, obviously, the airport's a very important component, but we're a very strong drive market. So we don't live and die by TF Green traffic. It's an important factor, but for us, the drive market is the key.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Martha Sheridan, President and CEO of the Providence Warwick Convention and Visitors Bureau. We've discussed already the state of Massachusetts is going to throw some big money to expand the convention center in that city. What does this do for the marketing efforts in Greater Providence, in Rhode Island?
Well, I think when you are talking about doubling the size of the convention center in Boston, and we're talking about the BCEC, their larger facility, what that will do is create larger demand in hotels throughout the city. So when they have a major citywide now in a larger facility, there will be much less hotel availability for other groups and for other transient visitors, which leaves us the opportunity to then bid on groups that might have wanted to be in Boston but can't because there's a larger citywide in the way, or also luring some of the leisure visitors down here because the rates might be too high. So we can provide them with that New England experience that they might want but can't afford in Boston because the rates are too high.
And how long will it take before that happens?
Oh, that's several years out. So it's in the planning stages now. It's been approved by their legislature, but they've got a few years to go on that. And I think overall, the expansion of that facility will elevate the profile of New England as a major meetings destination. It will put Boston in some of the top tiers for meetings. So I think that will help us in the long run as well.
For your colleagues in Boston, in Hartford, for example, is there more competition than cooperation? How does that work out?
Obviously, if a client or meeting planner is looking at Boston, Hartford, Providence as a site for a meeting, we're competing against one another, and we all put our best foot forward and talk about what our attributes are to secure that business. If for some reason one of us can't host it, we try and throw the ball to the other city so that we can at least keep the business in New England. So, you know, it's a competitive but also collegial environment for us in most instances.
How far out do hotels and planners, plan in terms of their what's coming? So, you know, we know, for instance, what's booked for this summer. How's next summer looking?
Next summer is looking great. We have some good groups coming in 2015, and that's an interesting question because I was actually looking at our numbers this morning and looking at some trends. It used to be, in this world, conventions book 3 to 5 years out. Today, when I looked at our numbers, I saw groups that were confirming for 2015, but I also saw some groups that were bidding on for 2020. So the planning cycle now, there is no rhyme or reason to it for a planner. It could be 1, 2, 3, 5 years out now. But, you know, we're tracking pretty well for the future for business in Providence right now.
Rising hotel and restaurant tax collections in Rhode Island. We've been speaking about that and other things with Martha Sheridan, President and CEO of the Providence Warwick Convention and Visitors Bureau. Martha, thanks as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thanks again, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.